Hello, I'm Donald Stephen from Learning Without Borders, and I'm going to be talking about Mary, Queen of Scots, a famous Queen of Scotland. So, Mary was born in 1542 in Linlithgow Palace, which is still there and you can visit, and she was the only child of James V of Scotland. And she had a French mother, Mary of Guise. So when her father died, she became the Queen of Scotland. At the age of five, she was told that she was going to marry Henry VIII of England's son, Edward. But her Catholic guardians were opposed to this and took the young Mary to Stirling Castle, breaking the agreement. And then King Henry VIII ordered a series of raids into Scotland, but was unsuccessful in finding her. Conscious of the benefits of an alliance with France, the Scots promised the young queen to the 4-year-old heir to the French crown. Bizarre history of kings and queens. And in 1558, they were married, and Francis became king, and it united the French and Scottish crowns, and this is known as the Old Alliance. But Francis died the following year. So Mary became a widow and returned to Scotland and had a lot of challenges because she was a Catholic that was in a country that was officially Protestant, and it wasn't a great time for Catholics in the UK at this point in time. So Mary accepted the Protestant-led government and ruled with moderation. So then Henry VIII died, and then there was Queen Elizabeth I, and she'd hoped that maybe Queen Elizabeth would support her. But Mary, Queen of Scots, who was Catholic, also had a strong claim to the English throne. So Elizabeth had her put in prison and kept under surveillance. So over the next 19 years, Mary became the focus of numerous Catholic plots to assassinate Elizabeth and put Mary onto the English throne. Mary wasn't necessarily involved in these, but it made the relationship between her and Elizabeth very strained. So eventually it became too much, and Mary was tried for treason and condemned to death, where her head was chopped off. But she did have a son, and her son James went on to succeed Elizabeth, who never had children, and he became King James the First of England and King James VI of Scotland, and was the king for both England and Scotland and unified the crown. So a very interesting point of history between Scotland and England, all centered around Mary, Queen of Scots, and she's remembered a lot to this day because of that.